roughly they would need to get for a career high. And it's intercepted at the 43-yard line.
And how about that play? Big play for the Atlanta Falcons that really seal the deal as Robinson Therese has the interception. Dave Archer back alongside John Michaels, and we're joined by now one of the guys that's really energized this defense, O'Brien Schofield. O'Brien, just that play. I mean, what's that do to you when you see one of your young guys make a play like Robinson did there?
Oh, man, it's awesome. You know, it definitely brings that connectivity together. It lets you know next man in, and for a young guy to be able to step up in and make a play like that to change the game, to win the game, I mean, that's huge. I mean, we saw it week one with Ricardo Allen, you know, really getting his first start, and see it with Therese, man, that's awesome.
Coach Quinn always preaches next man up, and I just hear you say that first question we ask. How much does that belief really carry over into the games where you guys just know, hey, there's no matter who's on the field, no matter who's out there, a guy's going to make a play?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the chemistry comes in, that grind that you do all through offseason. You really get to see your teammates grind, and you know who's ready and who's with you. And the coaching staff has done a great job putting this team together. And we rely on everybody, man. You never know when your name is going to call, whether it's injury, whether, you know, someone's, you know, struggling, whatever the situation may be. And when you come in, we don't expect to miss a beat.
O'Brien Schofield here in our player spotlight here on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on your home of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. O'Brien, when you looked at your opportunity to come to Atlanta, obviously Coach Quinn being the guy, you went, left Arizona to join Dan Quinn in 2013. Was that the ultimate decision to come here? Was because Dan Quinn was the head coach?
Absolutely. You know, the fact that he even asked me to come, I was very excited about the opportunity. Just having him in Seattle, I thought he was a great defensive coordinator. He gave me an opportunity there to get better, you know, because it was so many guys there. It was so hard getting on the field. So it helped me as a player because I took it upon myself to learn everything. I mean, I rushed from the nose, the three technique. I played the four. Whatever I could do to get on the field, I did it. And that expanded my knowledge in his defense, and it made it a lot easier. So for him to ask me to come and be a leader and show guys the right way to do things, I thought it was an awesome opportunity, and I took advantage of it.
You know, you talk about that sacrifice of playing wherever, nose, three technique, play outside. You see that a little bit with Adrian Claiborne, one of your teammates, a guy that's played N most of his career, and now all of a sudden he's sliding inside. Talk about that group, the four of you, whether it's you, Vic Beasley, Clay, or obviously the big veteran in Babineaux, and how you guys get along and get after the passer.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we had a great camp going into the season. We were getting pressure early, and then it was a couple games where, you know, teams started getting the ball out fast, and we were getting frustrated, you know, that we weren't getting back there like we wanted to, and we weren't rushing well as a group. So we started meeting on Thursdays and really understanding, you know, how teams are trying to attack us, what they're trying to do, and different ways we can affect the quarterback. And I think we have a guy like AC that's as versatile as he is. That allows me this game, I was able to stand up and rush from the three technique and leave him out at end, you know, give him some reps there. You got Babineaux, who was amazing this game. You know, he had a couple quarterback hits and just his energy and that leadership. And we're trying to bring Vic along, man. He's such an amazing talent. The things that he can do for us as far as a rush group, I think that, you know, once he starts – you know, really getting after it, it's going to be fun.
I think what's been kind of fun, O'Brien, when you look at the way Coach Quinn has kind of used you guys in different ways, you'd think that, okay, we got the big group, which is going to be Tyson Jackson and Paul Solei, and here comes Rasheed Hegman, and those guys are going to come in. They're going to stop the run.
Yeah.
And then when we want to get after the pass, we're going to bring in the cheetahs, and they're going to get after the pass. But that hadn't been the case because there's been times where maybe the big fellas have struggled a little bit maybe with the speed of the offensive line or whatever, and you guys have come in and shut the run down. It's been kind of neat, and it's kind of probably been tough for opponents to kind of gear in when you're going to be on the field.
Yes, I think, you know, Coach Cox does an amazing job with the techniques that we work through during the week and the expectation. You know, we all know we have to pass rush. We all know we have to stop the run. And I think that, you know, the nickel group, Coach Quinn will call it, is we're the guys with the juice, and he expects us to bring the juice and the energy and really get things going. And our big guys up front, man, I mean, that fourth down stop that they had, you know, when you see stuff like that, that's energizing. Those are the things that get the momentum going for the nickel group. You know, when you see those guys getting the knockbacks, knocking the offensive line down and being aggressive. So, I mean, this is the formula he used in Seattle, and it worked very well. And I think that, you know, we're all coming together. Still, it's, to me, it's still early. You know, we're having success, but we're nowhere near where we want to be as a group and the expectation that we have for one another.
I got to ask you, how's it feel yesterday? All of a sudden you come free and Zach Mettenberger standing there like a statue and you got a free run at him. How does that feel as a defensive lineman when you've got that free release, you brought pressure on that play and you're able to come up with a big sack?
Absolutely, man. I was definitely full speed, didn't break stride. I wanted him to feel me. But, you know, that sack definitely did give us some momentum and change the game. And, you know, Richard Smith been doing a great job dialing up some pressures yesterday and mixing it up, you know, not just going straight pressures, but giving them different looks. And they made a mistake in, you know, their protection, and I was able to capitalize on it. And after that, man, we were rolling.
O'Brien Schofield, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game here on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. And, O'Brien, that's what I want to kind of get into. You guys were unbelievable on third down. I know that was something you concentrated on in kind of that little mini bye week post New Orleans game. They were 1-for-9 on third down in conversion yesterday. You were able to get them off the field. That had been a little bit of a bone of contention with you a little bit. You guys hadn't been able to do that as well. Talk about that and the emphasis of that in some of the practices from a communication standpoint to allow you to be that successful on third down.
Communication is huge. That's something we definitely took attention to detail with, making sure everyone's communicating, everyone's on the same page, which allows us to play freely and play fast. And I think that the energy and the effort that you're seeing, it's like we're making the calls come to life. And that's how it was in the preseason. That's how it was earlier on in the season. And, you know, when we got a leader back like Justin Durant, I mean, it's you need those guys. You need those veterans that play those key roles, you know, because it's definitely a different presence. It's definitely a different voice that you're hearing in that huddle. And, you know, just from a standpoint, someone say, hey, watch the chip. Watch the crack toss. You know, those little small things allow you to play fast.
When you sit and you talk about the guys playing behind you, Durant playing a huge role yesterday, but you look outside with Desmond Trufant, Robert Alford. I saw yesterday Jalen Collins got a lot of run and did a good job. Does that help you as a D-line, knowing the guys behind you have your back and you don't have to sit there and try to rush for 4 seconds? It can be, boom, get in, quick pressure, and you know you're going to have players behind you making plays.
Absolutely. And that's where the rush and the coverage goes hand in hand. You know, they're counting on us to get pressure and cause the quarterback to throw some crazy passes, and we're counting on them to give us that extra time just to get back there. And Marquand's done an amazing job, man. He got a younger group. And I think that, you know, we've seen, you know, True had his two fumble recoveries and a touchdown. Alpha had two picks. You know, everyone's playing so well in their role. And I think that as we get closer and come together, and I mean, we've had some tough games where we've had to rely and have team wins. But I think once that confidence and that understanding between one another really happens, I mean, you'll see more dominant performances between, you know, the groups.
I think we've seen in the first third of the season here how good you guys are and how good the coaches are at making some little tweaks at halftime. It might be just an attitude adjustment like happened in Dallas, where veterans step up like yourself and say, hey, this isn't us, let's play better, and you did. It wasn't necessarily a big tweak from a schematic standpoint. This weekend, it looked like maybe Coach Smith, Coach Quinn, came up with some little pressures that John was talking about, where you made some 5- and 6-man pressure looks that created some problems. Now, the layman fan out there will say, oh, Brian, why don't you blitz every down, man? You guys get there every down. Tell the fan why is the reason you can't come every down?
You can't do that because now we're susceptible for something in coverage. You know, you gotta have your coverage guys out there. And from a pressure standpoint, they trust us as rushers. They understand that we can get there as a 4-man rush, and our job is to show the coaches that so they can believe in us. Because when you have to dial pressures up, I mean, you're leaving your secondary out to dry sometimes, especially when you play those man-to-man coverages. It's like the attitude is we have to get home, we have to get there. So right now I just think it's fun, man, to understand that the coaches can make these adjustments and the players are taking it and they're putting it out there, applying it to on-the-field play as soon as we're able to. So, I mean, all season you've seen the second half, we've been a totally – different team. We've even tightened it up more, and I mean, it's small adjustments. It's like this guy be here, you know, this guy's there, and I think the way that the team is buying in, you're going to start to see more success.
Did you sense yesterday that yesterday's game was going to play out like that? It looked like a physical game from both sides. You guys playing physically defensively, and so did Tennessee. Give them a ton of credit. They came in as the number 3 defense in the league. They played very physical as well. Did you sense that it was going to be kind of that one-score, low-scoring affair where you guys might have to make a play to win the game?
Well, you know, just the atmosphere yesterday was kind of weird, man. You know, you can walk into those games where you can tell, like, it's going to be a dogfight. And to see what happened with them on film prior, you know, we've seemed to get these teams that's getting blown out or having these crazy losses that's coming in with a chip on their shoulder. So the games have been a fight, but I think it's just a credit to just the whole team, from special teams, offense, and defense, the way we've been able to play for one another and play off one another. You know, the defense is able to pick up the offense is able to pick up the defense, and the special teams has been consistent. So I think when you have your team playing like that and still continue to move forward, I think that's promising.
I'm down there with you guys, and I get to see when the offense is on the field, you're getting coached, whether it's, you know, Coach Cox out there or whomever. What are you guys thinking? I know fans ask us this a lot, and that's why I want to get your perspective on it. When the offense struggles like they did a day ago, is it a situation where you're going, we just got to pick them up? Or does there ever become a frustration factor on either side when the other side's not playing as well?
Teams that aren't close, you probably get frustrated. But, man, we trust Matt. We trust our offense. And our job is to control what we can control, and that's to get them the ball back and give them as many opportunities, to give them the best field position that we possibly can, because – there's going to be games like that, man. There's going to be games where we're struggling as defense and we need the offense to put points on the board. We need them to hold the ball longer, you know. And when you're able to play together like that as a team, like we've displayed, I think that's an awesome attribute, because a lot of times you don't see that. You know, it really sucks when the defense is having a bad day and the offense is having a bad day.
Try not to have too many.
No, though. We don't want those. Falcon defensive end O'Brien Schofield with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. O'Brien, we want to get let the fan know a little bit about more about you and dig into your background a little bit. We got a few minutes here. Wisconsin, went to Chicago kid.
Yeah.
How'd you end up at Wisconsin?
Basically, my dad was in the military, and he was stationed in Japan for 3 years, my first 3 years in college. And I didn't want to be too far away from my mother. I have younger siblings. I'm the oldest. So I chose Wisconsin because it was like a two-hour drive. I wanted them to be able to come to my games, and just a tradition at Wisconsin, man. Ron Danes, the Erasmus James, and all those big-name guys that they had. And I thought it was something special, and I had an opportunity to pursue a professional career.
Now, Camp Randall is notorious for the fifth down and a great party scene there. Obviously, you were a great football player. How much did you enjoy the atmosphere of what Wisconsin had to bring?
You know what? I really didn't enjoy it until my senior year, honestly. I was very focused the whole time I was there. You know, college is hard, man. You know, you don't – it's not like the NFL where you're drafted here for a position. It's like you come in as a freshman and you got like a junior or a sophomore just in front of you playing, and, you know, it's kind of hard to beat those guys out unless there's injury or, you know, the person's not playing well. You know, something crazy has to happen, because it's hard to come in and play as a true freshman. It's almost like you got to come in and wait your turn and perfect your craft. And in the midtime, stay focused.
Former fourth-round draft pick in 2010 of the Arizona Cardinals, found his way after three seasons as a Cardinal to the Seahawks and played two seasons with the Seahawks, and we're fortunate to have him here in Atlanta heating up the quarterback off the edge. But the fact is, you know, your family, in the background of your family, there's some athleticism in the background of the family. Bobby Engram,
yes.
You had Andre Carter, who played at Clemson.
Yes.
Vonnie Holiday. A lot
yes.
of people know who Vonnie Holiday is. I mean, did you have interaction with any of those people? Any cousins, uncles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Vonnie's my cousin, and I used to go to his football camp as a kid, and it was crazy because I played with him 2 years in Arizona, so I'm like, what are the chances? But I learned so much from him as far as how to be a pro, how to take care of your body, and, you know, just the perception of the coaches and the organization, the perception that you want to give off. You know, if you want to be a hard worker, this is how you show that you're a hard worker. And those are the small entities that I try to pass on to these younger guys, because it's really important to understand how to be a pro. And the quicker you can learn that, the better off you'll be and having the chance to expand your time in the NFL.
I saw something yesterday when we were leaving the field. You actually went along the entire sideline where all the Falcon fans were situated behind the bench and high-fived probably, I don't know, 1,000 people. What does it mean for you to see, A, your fan base travel, and why did you want to give back to the guys that were sitting there in the front row?
I'm going to tell you this. This is crazy, but when I first signed here, the first thing that people were hitting me up on Twitter is, like, the fan base sucked here. And, you know, I didn't believe that, because I've heard otherwise. So I appreciate that, man. Like, from a standpoint of when you're on the road, if you have fans there that's giving you juice, you know, I mean, I tweeted it out, man. Like, that's something special to have that fan support on the road. And for me to show my appreciation, I just wanted to, you know, high-five everybody and just kind of say thank you, you know, because it was that point in the game where the defense, you know, we were rolling a little bit, but I felt like it was a home game for a little bit because our fans were loud, they were rocking, and when you have that support, I think that really helps the team as far as momentum and juice.
Been great to have you, O'Brien. Appreciate you coming on with us, man.
Thanks for having me.
One of the guys that's injected some juice into this defense is number one in the league against the run and is getting after the passer each and every week a little bit better. O'Brien Schofield, appreciate you. Make sure you join us from the Big Dome at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Pregame show starts with Mike Conte and Hugh Douglas. And then at 1 o'clock, John, myself, and Wes Durham will bring you the game as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town. We'll talk to you from the Big Dome next week.